听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, friends. You are tuned to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us. What exactly is a ring? Well, of course, it's a small circle of gold or silver. It might have some gems on it, like a diamond or a ruby. It might also have some writing on it to mark a special event. We wear them to display devotion to a loved one or show that we belong to a special group or organization. Okay, now let's take that definition and throw it away, because what rings look like and why we wear them is changing. When is a ring really a ring? Let's find out as we open our magazines to this month's fashion article on page 44.
When is a ring really a ring? Do you wear it, play with it, or both? Do you want to own a conversation piece like no other? Then check out the rings made by Sozo Creations. These playful rings show a great deal of creativity and are just plain fun. Your finger becomes the stage for dipping ice cream, pouring cream into coffee, or twisting noodles on a fork. The creations come from Sophia Molnar, a Canadian living in Japan. It all began about 2 years ago when Sophia's mother asked for some Japanese miniatures. Sophia bought some for herself as well, but she wasn't sure what to do with them. Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Linda. We want to welcome you today to our article, When is a Ring Really a Ring? A ring is something that you wear on your finger. Okay, this is a piece of jewelry that you wear on your finger. And with our rings today, do we wear it? Do we play with it? Or both? Those are the questions that we're going to talk about today. So Chelsea, what is the article? How does our article start today?
Well, it asks a question. It says, do you want to own a conversation piece like no other? And if you remember, we've taught this term conversation piece before on Studio Classroom, and a conversation piece is just an unusual object which causes people to talk. So maybe you own some conversation pieces. Well, we have some new conversation pieces to tell you about today, and these are pieces that are like no other.
Right. And if you want to own a conversation piece, then you should check out the rings made by Sozo Creations. If you check out something, that means that you examine it or examine somebody or look at it very closely. See what it has for you. These are playful rings that show a great deal of creativity and are just plain fun. So what does creativity mean, Chelsea?
Well, creativity is the noun form of the word creative. And if you are creative, that means that you produce or you use unusual and maybe very different ideas. So these rings show a great deal of creativity. That means they're very different, they're very unusual, and are just plain fun. Well, that's our grammar on the go sentence for the day. We're going to look at that phrase, just plain fun, with Liz.
Hello, friends. How are you doing? This is Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz, and I'm here at a local boutique that sells jewelry and crafts made by local artists like Sophia Molnar, whom you'll find out more in today's article. Speaking of today's article, here's our grammar tip sentence. These playful rings show a great deal of creativity and are just plain fun. Notice the word plain in the phrase at the end of the sentence, just plain fun. Usually the word plain means nothing special or not attractive. Like, a picture showing nothing special would be a plain picture. But in today's grammar tip sentence, the word plain has a different meaning. It means clearly or obviously. So today's sentence just means these playful rings show a great deal of creativity and are obviously fun. This use of plain to mean clearly or obviously is found in informal situations where people want to emphasize the description of something. For example, you can talk about a movie and say, that movie was funny. But if you want to really let people know that it's really funny, you can say, that movie was just plain funny. Or maybe you're against an idea, so you can say, the idea is ridiculous. But if you want to put focus on how ridiculous the idea is, you can say, the idea is just plain ridiculous. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you again for joining me here. I hope to see you again next time. Until then, this is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. So we go on to see that your finger becomes the stage for dipping ice cream, pouring cream into coffee, or twisting noodles on a fork. And if you look at my ring here, you can see that I'm wearing the noodles that are being twisted on a fork. What do you have on your finger, Chelsea?
Well, on my finger, I have a ring that shows ice cream being dipped. We see that phrase that your finger becomes the stage for dipping ice cream. That means if you are on stage, you are presenting something that should be seen. So my finger has now become the stage for dipping ice cream. And if you dip something, that means that you maybe take a spoon and you stick it down into a liquid or something like ice cream, and then you pull it back up again. If you ever go to an ice cream shop, they have to dip the ice cream before they can serve it to you. And that's exactly what's happening on my ring here. I have a little container that has ice cream with a spoon on the top, and it's dipping the ice cream out, and it's all ready to eat.
Right, and on my plate, as you can see, I have a plate of green noodles here, and they have twisted the noodles onto this little tiny fork. So our verb here that we want to look at is twist. It means to turn something around like this, to twist it up. Now, these creations, where do they come from, Chelsea?
Well, they come from a woman named Sophia Molnar, and Sophia is a Canadian, but she lives in Japan. And it all began about 2 years ago when Sophia's mother asked for some Japanese miniatures. Now, I know Japan is known very much for its culture and the different things that they produce and the technology. Another thing they're known for are their miniatures.
Right. A miniature, let's take a look at this word, Chelsea. A miniature is something that's very, very small. Like here. You would never be able to eat this plate of spaghetti that I have here, right? So this is a miniature. It's a tiny, tiny show of something that is larger. So we can have miniature furniture. A miniature chair might be maybe this big. Sophia, when she was buying miniatures for her mother, she bought some for herself as well. But she didn't know what to do with them. So it looks like that she made rings out of them, right, Chelsea?
She did. She got creative. Remember, we already read that these rings show a lot of creativity. So once she bought these miniatures and didn't know what to do with them, she got creative and she made some rings. And you can actually see some pictures of those rings right there in your magazine. You can see the ring that Linda is wearing at the top of the page. Those are the noodles that are being twisted. And the one that I have on is the fourth one down. It is ice cream that is being dipped out of a container. Well, we have plenty more to tell you about Sozo Creations and Sophia's ideas and how she's created these unique rings. But first, we're going to take a break and visit the chat room, and we'll be right back.
Wow, your ring is so beautiful. Congratulations on your engagement. Bye.
Ashley, who was that?
That was my old friend from college who just got engaged.
Why is she wearing the ring already? She isn't even married.
But Ken, most women receive a ring when they get engaged.
Really? Not in Asia. Most people receive a ring at their wedding, not before.
Oh, that's interesting. In many Western countries, it is a custom for women to receive two rings. The first one is their engagement ring. A man will get down on one knee and propose to his girlfriend and give her a ring. Then, she will receive a wedding band at the wedding.
What? A wedding band? Do you mean she gets a music performance?
No, Ken. A wedding band is another word for a wedding ring. Bands are more plain than engagement rings. They are both worn on the bride's ring finger.
What is the ring finger?
In America, the ring finger is the fourth finger on the bride's left hand. If you want to know if someone is married, then you can look at their ring finger. A single person avoids wearing a ring on their ring finger. See?
I can see you're not wearing a ring on your ring finger.
That's because I'm single. But I can see that you are wearing a ring on your ring finger. That tells me you are married.
Yes, I am. But I never received an engagement ring.
It is rare for a man to receive an engagement ring. The engagement ring is a gift to the woman. If a woman accepts it, this symbolizes that she is engaged to the man and will marry him.
I see. Well, the differences are really interesting.
They are. Let me know if you have any more questions.
Thanks, Ashley. 今天的这一课讲到戒指，我们可以借此机会来讨论 engagement ring, 订婚戒指。在美国，当一位男士向他的女友求婚，而女友点头答应时，他们就算是 engaged, 订婚了。那这个在亚洲国家叫做私定终身，因为在亚洲国家还有一个订婚的仪式。那除了 engagement ring 之外呢，在结婚典礼上还会戴上一个 wedding ring, 结婚戒指。结婚戒指也可以叫做 wedding band,Band 就是一个带状物，也就是一个造型比较宽的戒指。Wedding band 一定是戴在 ring finger, 就是左手的无名指。好，我们休息一下，稍后还有更精彩的空中英语教室。
Welcome back from the break, everyone.Probably the only thing that traditional rings and Sophia Molnar's rings have in common is that they both decorate our fingers. Sophia Molnar's rings are definitely unique, but what do you do with them? Do you wear them? Yeah. Do you play with them? Maybe. One thing is certain, they're a lot of fun. How many people can say,they wear a stylish Japanese biendang or plate of spaghetti on their hand? Not too many, I can assure you. Let's jump back into our lesson, When is a Ring Really a Ring? On line 10.
When is a ring really a ring? She says, I love jewelry, and especially rings,So I just started playing around. I had no intention of anything. I was just happy to make things like I used to. And then, opening Sozo Creations allowed me to sell the things I liked to make. The rings are pretty popular. People from at least 16 countries have bought them. And the response has been very positive. So go ahead and visit Sophia's site.Get a ring and see for yourself.
Welcome back, everybody, and we're going to continue with our article from Sozu Creations on line 10 in your magazine. Sophia goes on to say that she loves jewelry and especially rings. So rings are a kind of jewelry. What is jewelry in general, Chelsea?
Well, jewelry is most often worn by women. It includes things like necklaces that go around your neck or bracelets that go around your wrist. And of course, rings that go around your fingers. And usually jewelry is just added to an outfit to make it look extra nice and maybe to decorate it a little bit. And it's very fun to wear. And of course, Sophia just loved jewelry and especially rings. But at the beginning, she had no intention of anything, Linda. She had no intention of making rings.
Right. If you have no intention of doing anything, it means you had no plan to do it. So it says before that she was playing around. She had a lot of miniature items. She was putting them together to see what she could do with them. And she thought, maybe I could make this into a ring. Or maybe before that she had done something else with them. But she didn't plan to make rings. She was just happy after she started doing it to make things like she used to back in Canada. She's a creative person, so when she was in Canada, she also used to make things. And so when she was in Japan and found miniatures, she wanted to see what she could do with them.
And we find out that it turned into a business. Her playing around with miniatures turned into Sozo Creations. Now that is the name of the business that sells these special rings. And I'm wearing another one right now. And this ring has a picture of chocolate being poured onto some dessert. And that dessert is on a nice, big, and pretty plate. So this is something that you can buy from Sozo Creations. And this business allowed Sophia to sell the things that she liked to make. Now, Linda, I know you're also wearing a different ring. What is your ring?
Well, my ring is a cup of green tea. If you look inside of it, you can actually see the inside liquid, which is dry, by the way, you won't spill it, is green, and there's even a tea bag inside of it. And you can see that it's a cup of Japanese tea sitting on a very pretty red plate with some flowers on it. This picture of this one is of both of these, actually, are also in your magazine. You can see the pictures of them, but you can also see them here on our fingers. People really do wear them.
That's right. They really do wear them. In fact, the article goes on to say that the rings are pretty popular. That means a lot of different people like these rings. In fact, people from at least 16 countries have bought them. And the response has been very positive. Now, Linda, this sounds like a business that has really taken off. It's had a lot of success right from the start.
That's right. 16 countries have already bought rings from her. And the response, let's take a look at this word response. What does that mean to you, Chelsea?
Well, if you respond to something, that means you have an answer or a reaction to something. We might say that the audience's response to the bad singer was very negative. But in this case, we're talking about creative rings and people's responses, their reactions or their answers to this have been very positive. Because they like them, these rings have become very popular.
Right. I think that the reason that they're so popular is that they're fun. You know, it said at the very beginning, what do you do with them? Do you play with it? Do you wear it? Or do you do both with it? Now, I can't really see myself going out in public or to work. Well, maybe. It depends upon where I'm going and actually wearing one of these rings all day long. I think that it will attract a lot of attention, and people will think, oh, what a fun ring. But it is kind of big. It might kind of get in the way. But if you like these, you think that they're fun, you can go ahead and visit Sophia's site. You can get a ring and see for yourself if you would like to wear one or not. Right, Chelsea?
That's right. It's very easy. You could join the number of other people that have already bought these rings. That website is listed at the bottom of your article. It's very easy to go there and order as many of these as you would like. Well, we hope that you found this article interesting today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom. Let's enjoy a skit right now.
Susie, I have something really special for you.
Really? What is it?
It's a ring.
A ring? It's a diamond ring? Are we engaged?
No, it's a hamburger ring.
A hamburger ring? What kind of ring is this?
It's a Zozo creation.
Oh, please tell me she's a famous designer.
Not exactly. She's a Canadian living in Japan. About 2 years ago, she bought some miniatures and didn't know what to do with them.
And then?
Well, she loved jewelry, especially rings. So she started playing around, and then...
She made the food miniatures into jewelry?
Yes, and now these rings are pretty popular.
Well, I guess it's kind of cute.
People from 16 countries around the world have bought them.
Well, then they're really international.
Yes, the response has been very positive.
I see.
And now you have your own hamburger ring.
Well, that's fun, but what should I do with it?
Well, you can wear it, or play with it, or both.
Maybe I should eat it. I'd rather have a diamond ring. Come on, Joey.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 twist 这个动词。Twist 是指转、捻、搓或者是扭。例如 ,the girl kept twisting her handkerchief because she was really nervous. 这个女孩因为她真的很紧张一直在扭她的手帕。或者是 I tried to twist the valve, but it was too tight. 我试着要扭开这个阀但是它太紧了。Twist 也指扭曲或曲解。例如 I don't understand why you always twist my words. 我不懂为什么你总是要曲解我的话。继续我们看的是 miniature 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 mini, 袖珍的或微型的。所以 miniature 是指缩样或者是小型物。例如 ,Charles bought a model of the London Tower in miniature. Charles 买了伦敦塔的迷你模型。或者是 ,The miniature golf course is one of the most popular attractions at the amusement park. 迷你高尔夫球场是这个游乐场最受欢迎的景点之一。最后我们看的是 intention 这个名词，它的动词是 intend,I-N-T-N-D, 意思是打算要做某件事，所以 intention 是指用意或者是意图。例如 ,the owner of the house has no intention of lowering its price, 屋主并没有要降价的意思，或者是 Albert's intentions were good, but unfortunately, he was misunderstood. Albert 原来的用意是好的，但是很不幸的他被误解了。And we're running out of time again. I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
When is a ring really a ring? Do you wear it, play with it, or both? Do you want to own a conversation piece like no other? Then check out the rings made by Zozo Creations.These playful rings show a great deal of creativity and are just plain fun. Your finger becomes the stage for dipping ice cream, pouring cream into coffee, or twisting noodles on a fork. The creations come from Sophia Molnar, a Canadian living in Japan. It all began about 2 years ago when Sophia's mother asked for some Japanese miniatures.Sophia bought some for herself as well, but she wasn't sure what to do with them. She says, I love jewelry, and especially rings, so I just started playing around. I had no intention of anything. I was just happy to make things like I used to. And then, opening Zozo Creations allowed me to sell the things I liked to make. The rings are pretty popular.People from at least 16 countries have bought them, and the response has been very positive. So go ahead and visit Sophia's site. Get a ring and see for yourself.
Cairo Arrival Chapter 40 Jenny, Kate, Barun, and Dr. Tsai were all relaxing and enjoying the first moments of comfort any of them had experienced in several days. The cruise down the Nile to Luxor was a gift from the Egyptian government, thanking them for defusing one of the most dangerous and malicious extremist groups in the region, Desert Shadow. Although they had succeeded in creating terror, they had not been successful at discovering the secret to Jenny Tsai's research.
I just can't get over it. I would have never imagined my research was so important.
Well, that two competing groups were after it.
It's just all beyond me. And to think they'd been following me for years. I'm just so thankful it's over.
Well, I am just thankful we are all alive.
Barun touched his bandaged head.
You can say that again.
And I can't get over that I was working for a terrorist organization, disguised as an eco-friendly company. I still find it hard to believe Mr. Baxton, or whatever his name really was one of the bad guys. He always treated me so nicely.
Well, that's how they keep their cover. They can't really appear to be bad, now can they? It would be too easy to spot them out. That's what often makes our jobs so hard, just knowing whom to trust.
Well, I trust you, Barun.
Now, that could be dangerous.
All four of them sat silently as a gentle breeze caressed their souls. All four of them were counting their blessings. They were alive.
Friends, later, if you have a moment, please go online and check out some more of Sozo Creations' creative creations. In addition to their fun and famous rings, you'll find some imaginative earrings, inspired tie pins, and artistic magnets. The website is listed there for you in the middle of page 44. So, I guess the answer to the question, when is a ring really a ring, is when you wear it on your finger. We hope you enjoyed this month's fashion feature. Please join us again tomorrow when we dig into our viewpoints feature, Who Should Decide? Bye-bye, everyone.